reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was evening on the day Jesus rose from the dead, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hands in his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which were not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, poor misunderstood Thomas. He sure gets a bad rap from today's gospel, doesn't he? I mean, how many of you have heard the saying, "Doubting Thomas"? I mean, no doubt, you know, it stems from today's gospel. But in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, even in the Eastern Rite Catholic tradition, this gospel is set alongside the gospels of the Epiphany and of the Transfiguration, because these three events show it is a great theophany, the showing forth of the divinity of Christ. In the Epiphany, Jesus, the divinity of Christ, is shown to the Gentiles. And in the Transfiguration, the glory of Christ is revealed to Peter, James, and John. And then here, nowhere else in the entire New Testament do we have as strong a faith proclamation as we hear from Thomas when he proclaims to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Now, it's easy to fall into thinking that today's gospel is the Thomas gospel. But a fellow preacher, the dean of the preaching program I'm a part of, reminded me that this gospel really isn't about Thomas. It's about Jesus. On that evening of the first day of the week, where the doors of the house, when the disciples had met, were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Last Sunday, just 1 week ago, we celebrated the momentous event when Jesus was busted out of his own tomb of death by the power and grace and mercy of God. And this Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus bust the disciples out of their own tombs of fear and of doubt when they're hidden behind closed, locked doors, and he gives them new life. As Jesus had burst forth from the tomb, now he bursts the tomb of the disciples. I mean, on that first resurrection morning, Jesus showed himself to the weeping women at the tomb, and then later to the incredulous disciples. And then when Thomas couldn't believe, just like the 11, couldn't believe the women, when they told their story first to them, Jesus came back again for Thomas, just like Jesus came back for the other disciples the first time. Yes, Thomas was absent for whatever the reason, but Jesus came back for him. And Jesus comes back for us whenever we're absent, whatever the reason is, when we're absent from that firm, strong, steady love of God. Jesus returns. Jesus comes back for us to burst open our own tombs. What are the tombs that we've encased ourselves into? Do we live in a tomb of timidity, too afraid to take a chance for the gospel's sake? Or are we in a sarcophagus of sadness, our lives, our families, our communities, torn apart by drugs, alcohol, illness, or ill will? And do we feel overwhelmed by this valley of tears? Or maybe we find ourselves in a grave of guilt, feeling that our sin or sinful way have estranged us too far from God, that we feel so distant. How could we ever stand in front of God because of what we have done, for how far we have fallen from what God calls us? You know, maybe we haven't locked ourselves in an upper room, but have we locked our hearts against the love of God, the grace and divine mercy of God, that freeing forgiveness that Jesus imparts to his disciples in today's gospel, when he tells them, whatever sins you release people of, they are released. Do we not think that Jesus can release us from our own sins? Think of that freeingness when others forgive us, when we've wounded them, whether out of malice or just out of thoughtlessness. Today we celebrate that great divine mercy, not only that feast from St. Faustina, but we celebrate that Jesus has come back to bust the disciples out from behind the closed doors of fear and death, and he comes back to bust us out of the locked doors of our own fears, doubts, and to grace us with new life, hope, and forgiveness. Jesus comes back to us, appears to us just as surely as he appeared to the disciples and also to Thomas, although in a different way. Jesus comes back to us in word, in community, in the forgiveness that we experience and that we impart to others. And Jesus comes to us most especially in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus comes to us again and again to bust open our tombs of our sadness, isolation, sin, worry, doubt, fear, whatever it is that entombs us from the glow of the eternal grace and love of God. Jesus comes to us and will come to us in the most blessed sacrament later today. And Jesus will keep coming to us again and again for as much and as often as we need, so that we can joyfully trumpet with Thomas, my Lord and my God.